Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end,
what will I become?
Senua Saga, Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
It's You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM.
The terrific Tuesday edition of You Better You Bet rolls on. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley, you here with us on the BetQL Network. Oh, it's just an amazing first 2 hours of the show. Duh, just the best. A lot of NBA in the first 2 hours, as you might imagine this time of year. Really good stuff with Matt Moore last hour, breaking down the NBA playoffs. Ken giving you passionately saying why he likes the Denver Nuggets to take down the Minnesota Timberwolves in the second round series, which tips off on Saturday from Mile High. Field Yates joined us in the first hour of the show, talking NFL draft, giving us some fantasy football takes as well as we head into the NFL season in a couple months. We will get the same thing from Evan Silva from Establish the Run, when Evan joins us in 40 minutes on the show. Always love having Evan Silva on You Better You Bet. All of our bets for tonight, next hour, final hour, power hour of the show. We'll also get to the NHL action from last night, spinning that forward, and we'll play a new edition of NHL Trivia with Ken Barkley next hour on the show. Ken 0 for 1, by the way, in NHL Trivia. So chance to get back on the board
here. I got the two tough ones, too. I didn't get the starter, but I got the number 2 and 3 goalie in your Vancouver question from yesterday. I had to say no partial credit, though, unfortunately.
I think we need to work something trivia-related into the show every day.
Okay. We have an update on Porzingis, because we did it last segment.
What do we got?
Ruled out for game 5. Duh. And a right soleus strain, which could
That's
be
what Giannis has, right?
Yeah. It reminds me of Giannis, because with Giannis, the first thing was, did he tear his Achilles? And then they were like, no, it's this other thing. It's totally cool.
No, that's
cool.
Exactly Giannis's injury. Yeah. Can you guys look that up? Yeah. Like Alex, look that, this is the Giannis injury, the same injury then, right?
And I wonder, is that the same injury like Durant, that where then he tried to play and then he tore his Achilles? Is it like that same one too?
In
the finals against Toronto?
That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Right. Because I feel like I felt like all these were linked together. Well, we'll get to the bottom of it a little bit. So yeah, Porzingis out. You shouldn't expect to see him this series. You shouldn't expect to see him next series. And much like how people wonder if Giannis is going to come back for the Bucks either, I guess tonight, but really game 6, game 7, if we have those games, you know, I think have that timetable for Porzingis. That puts you, you know, conference finals, NBA finals. That puts you probably in that neighborhood.
Yeah, it's a Giannis with he has the Giannis injury. So I think we can, like, pretty safely. And Giannis has been Wolverine at times, you know, because he's got huge claws. Also, he heals really fast. And Porzingis has not been known to do that throughout his career. So I think we can safely rule Porzingis out for next series, where Boston will beat either Cleveland or Orlando. And if you're Boston, the goal will be to get Porzingis healthy for the Eastern Conference Final. Probably against my Knicks, but I guess it doesn't have to be the Knicks. And we'll give our bets for the Knicks and Sixers next hour, final hour, power hour of the show. But for now, do some National Football League. I'm really excited to get into this today, and we'll do the NFC tomorrow. So the point of this is to kind of identify now. We're coming out of the draft, and for the most part, we know what teams are. There will still be some signings that are made, some cuts after June 1st, etc. But for the most part, like the guts of these teams, we know what it is. We know what the coaching staffs are going to be, and we can start to project how we think things are going to go this season. So it's April, so this is a big time pencil, not pen exercise. I will reserve the right to change my mind as soon as next hour, tomorrow. And I'll speak for Ken, like, same thing. We reserve the right to change our minds. But the idea was, Let's play out right now how we think the playoffs are going to go in the AFC and the NFC. So who will the seven playoff teams be in the AFC? What would the matchups be on wild card weekend, divisional weekend, championship Sunday? Who represents the AFC coming up in the Super Bowl? We can have like a point spread conversation of some of these games also. It's like, what would we make it? What would we want to bet if we get there? I think it'll be really fun. So I don't know if you did like your divisions in order. I did. So we can start there if you'd like, or you can just give us like your four division winners and three wild card teams.
Divisions in order. Oh, you mean like 1 seed, 2 seed, 3 seed, 4 seed? Is that like how you mean it?
Oh no, I did like east. So like my east, I went 1 through 4, like Patriots and last, etc.
Yeah, I didn't really want to think about like that the Patriots were going to come in last. That didn't seem like as opposed to who's going to make the playoffs. It's worth, but I'm interested to hear yours now that you put in all that effort. That's great. I think worth noting just as like a. Because you might hear this and be like, oh, they're crazy, or oh, that sounds really chalky, or whatever. The market expected 7 teams. So I'll do this just in terms of price to make the playoffs, keeping in mind like division winners are a part of that too. So Kansas City, this would be like if the market's most likely teams all made it. Kansas City, Baltimore, Houston, Buffalo. Are your division champions. If you go by to make playoff price, they're in that order, but that's not what to make playoff price is because that's how difficult your division is. And then your wildcard teams, Cincinnati, Miami, and the Jets. Those are your, those would be your 7 teams. I think people hear that and they go, oh, that makes a lot of sense. Teams not included in that. Chargers, Jags, Browns, Steelers would be like your 4. Most notable omissions, I think. I don't think I've missed anybody. And you end up with 3 AFC East teams making it, and I think everybody thinks that division's going to be really tough this year. It's one of the reasons why the Patriots are so obviously in last, because the other 3 teams seem like they're really good. So just figure like that's how the market sees it right now, with Kansas City obviously basically the co-favorite at this point to win the Super Bowl and the favorite to win the AFC.
Let me ask you this question to start with, and we're going a little out of order here because I guess like we should do AFC East first, you know, sequentially. But I want to ask you about the AFC South first, actually, because okay. I was texting with some of our buddies, friends of the show, Pete Prisco, Will Brinson, Jamie Eisenberg today, and I asked them this question. So we were going to talk about it on the show, just like want to hear smart people I respect, like on like what do they think? Who do you guys think is going to make the playoffs in the AFC? How do you think like the divisions are going to shake out? And a lot of different opinions as it concerns the AFC South, where I really think you could create. Now, if the Texans were to come in last, it would mean like Stroud got hurt. They're not coming in last if Stroud plays all 17 games. But couldn't you see a scenario where the Titans, like, isn't there like a run out where the Titans win the AFC South, where the Colts win the AFC South, where the Jaguars win the AFC South? I think that division is the, maybe the, and the AFC North, you can make this case also, where you can actually say and make a legitimate case for any one of the 4 teams in the, like, in actually winning. Like, they all have the upside to actually win the division. So I want to start with this. Did you go Houston or did you go with another team to win the AFC South?
Well, I mean, I'm glad this is, like, a separate question. Like, I have Houston just because I think it's the most likely thing. But that's not a betting conversation. That's just who's the most likely winner of the division, right? Houston's almost like an even money favorite to win the AFC South. I think they are the most likely winner. I do, even with a brutal schedule. I think, but I don't think it's by a lot. I mean, I think there's a way for Jacksonville to win. I think there's a way for Indianapolis to win. Tennessee winning requires a little bit more of a leap of faith than the other 3 teams winning, but still within like a realm of possibility of a second year quarterback with a bunch of upside and a first year head coach who like used to run a really crazy,
coach of
awesome
the year.
Offense. Yeah, man, maybe the coach of the year. I don't know. Big price if people want to bet that with Callahan. So I think like, look, which division could you see the last place team winning or the 3rd place team winning a little more than another division? You know, I think you pick this one before you'd pick, you know, the NFC West, for example, or something like that, where it's like a Seattle going to win the NFC West a lot or something like that. So I agree. I picked Houston. Now I have Houston as the 4 because I think their schedule is so difficult. The likelihood that they get a really big time record is very low. But I think the easiest long shot case to make isn't Jacksonville. It's the Colts because of the schedule. I mean, their unique games that the other 2 teams don't share are Denver, the Giants, and Pittsburgh. And I like Pittsburgh, but like Denver and the Giants, like yuck, maybe for a couple games. That's Indianapolis. Meanwhile, it's like, oh, who does Houston have? Well, they have Baltimore, Kansas City, and Dallas. They got, oh, those teams. So just, you know, like it is a little bit of a break, but Houston's better. So I still have them winning, but I think that's a market that I think you could bet into even before the season. And you're essentially fading an even money favorite who had like a breakout season, hasn't shown any consistency to do it. Cause like, how could they? It's the first year. And so the idea that they're just going to do it again against a really brutal schedule is probably something you want to play against.
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end...
What will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
All right, so give us the rest of your playoff teams in the AFC and how you have the seeding shaking out.
Yeah, sure. So one seed Kansas City, and I actually think, so two things actually help this. One, I think the Raiders and the Broncos are both going to be brutal. And if that's true, then like AFC West, like whatever, even if the Chargers are good, just like increases Kansas City's ability to be the one over a team from the AFC North or even a team from the AFC East. So I wouldn't be surprised. I know they did not win as many games last year. I think was last year the fewest games they'd won with Mahomes as the starting quarterback, right? Where they win 11, something like that. Yeah, like, but we're used to a certain level of standard of excellence with that team for sure, and we didn't get it last year. That's one of the reasons why they weren't the one in Baltimore was. But I could see like a monster kind of a regular season here, and maybe the offense kind of getting back a little bit to what it was before. We'll see. Could be wrong. Kansas City 1. 2, I actually think Houston's the 4, which we did already. 2-3 is really like I could put like 7 different teams in both of these
tough
spots,
right?
And feel totally fine about it. It's really like, do I want to do the content thing or do I want to do the like, well, maybe probability by a little bit. I put Cleveland as the North winner and I could have put Baltimore and totally felt fine about it.
Or but, Cincy or Pittsburgh.
Or Cincy. Yeah. I think, look, to be fair, Pittsburgh is the least likely of the four to win the division. It's just by how much. That's what you have to try to figure out. I have Cleveland. I just think like the coach quarterback combo, but also like all of the games lost to injury last year. We did this on the show 16 different times, so maybe I don't need to belabor it. But just I think Cleveland's roster has like maybe like the most upside of any roster in the league, especially with how many injured players they had last year. And they were still able to win all the games that they were able to win. So I have that. And then AFC East winner, I think, is also really interesting. So I have the Jets right now with like very little confidence. And you and I have talked about this enough. I am worried we're going to end up with the same 7 teams, but I have Chiefs 1. Yeah, we do the show all the time. Like, we're never going to be different and stuff like this. It's just kind of the way it goes, which is totally fine. Wild card, maybe. Chiefs 1. Cleveland 2. We also did a segment a month ago where I said Browns Chiefs was my AFC championship game, but like Chiefs 1, Browns 2, Jets 3, Texans 4. I'm guessing that's the same 4 division winners that you have.
No.
Oh, South winner. You have somebody different probably.
And I have the Bengals right now winning the AFC North.
Okay.
And totally I have a different possible. South winner.
Who you got for the South? Jacksonville, because what we talked about yesterday.
Jacksonville, yeah. Yeah.
Sure. I mean, there's an upside case for Indy. You just, it's, again, like, what is the average?
Whale talked about it while you were on vacation. Yeah. Whale came on the show and made that exact case while you were in Disney.
Yeah. The guy who didn't play last year, what if he plays every game and the coach is actually, like, one of the best coaches, which he is, and the schedule is easier than the two teams ahead of them in terms of the market? Like it's pretty easy. It's like pretty easy to get there. Now, when Anthony Richardson's out in week 2, he'll feel pretty stupid for not having the other teams. But yeah, it's the way it goes. So
when he can't get the ball in from the goal line against Jacksonville in week 1 to cover our bet.
I don't want to talk about that game anymore. What were your 4 seeds? What were the 1, 2, 3, 4, like that order?
I I think the upside for the Jets is to have like an absolutely nuclear regular season. So for now, and there's a little bit, and I will acknowledge this, there's a little bit of content involved in this, but I also could see it happening. It's April. Jets is my one seed.
Oh.
Chiefs is the two. Bengals is the three. The Jaguars as the four. And my wild card teams, Buffalo is the five. The LA Chargers is the six. And the seventh and final playoff team, CJ Stroud and the Houston Texans.
That's pretty close to mine. I didn't go content crazy. I could put the Steelers in and just sell it as like, this is my thing, but I don't think they're one of the most likely seven. I think they're like eighth or something. And they're one of the most like, you know, they're at price they're, they can make it in. So, I have Buffalo as the five. Also, I have Baltimore as the six and the Chargers as the seven. So I don't have Cincinnati in the playoffs and I don't have Miami in the playoffs.
I also don't have Miami in.
Which is like pretty crazy because they're, you know, like really good at football.
Like, can they beat good teams? I guess that would be my question. Like, can they get it? They still haven't done it.
This is the and are they better than they were last year?
I'd say no, because the two best pass rushers are coming off like devastating injuries.
Right. I agree. I mean, defense, who knows? I think it's a who knows kind of a thing. But people get an idea for how tough the AFC is going to be this year again.
And I think the Ravens are going to... We did this a little bit yesterday. Not that they're definitely going to miss the playoffs. I don't think they're going to be close to as good as they were last year. On the other side, we'll play out how we see the AFC playoffs, you know, playing out.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.